T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
What's going on, everybody? Matt Simons along with John Dickinson today. John Dickinson in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Of course, JD was in for me yesterday. What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
What's going on, man? Good to be with you.
It's a payday Friday.
Oh,
payday
yeah.
Friday. Doesn't quite have the enthusiasm when Guru's not here, but boy, he's gonna Goo, you might miss a couple free drinks coming your way.
He got the we went to the cafeteria yesterday actually because the direct deposit had already gone through.
And how was that?
It was good. It was a truncated edition.
All right.
It wasn't like some of the Friday excursions.
Speaking of a Friday excursion.
You want me to handle that?
No, I think that's fine. We can deal with it at the break.
Okay.
It's just warm.
I would say, if you want me to handle it, I can handle it because it's upside down now.
It's warm in here already, so we can fix it at the break.
Okay.
But, obviously the draft night last night, JD, like everything with the Warriors, they had the 28th pick, Patrick Baldwin Jr. Like anything with the Warriors, nights like this always make me think about, man, have times changed around here in the last dozen years or so? Because this used to be the night.
Big night last year.
Yeah.
Big night 2 years ago in November.
But those are kind of outliers to me after Lacob took over this team. The Warriors no longer hope to get a quote-unquote difference maker. I mean, not right away anyway. And I thought this guy was, to me, this pick, Patrick Baldwin Jr., kind of exemplifies who they are right now. And who they are right now is not any team that really needs to worry about whether the 28th pick in the draft helps or hurts right now.
Yeah, it really felt like they were just stockpiling young talent, moving up to 44 and actually making the pick. I know there was a lot of speculation, would they make the pick or not make the pick at 28 or look to get out? But yeah, I think they clearly are adding to that second timeline, right? That second wave of players, and maybe along the way, you draft and develop, and you find a couple of players that over the course of the next 2 or 3 years can eventually be replacements for some of the other players that would project to be rotational contributors for this upcoming season as this team tries to go back-to-back. So you're taking, I don't want to say taking some flyers, because I think the Warriors have had success in that late 20s range with Kevon Looney and Jordan Poole, but the hope is that you're not asking a lot immediately, and because you're not asking a lot immediately, these players pay dividends at some point in the next two. I mean, look at Jordan Poole 3 years ago and this time. Who would have thought he would have had the impact that he had on a championship team based on when he was drafted? So who knows? Maybe a Patrick Baldwin Jr. can have some kind of an impact. It might take till 2025, but it's not out of the question.
Well, it seems like now more and more you use the word stockpile, and now it is kind of stockpiling. You have guys in your organization for a couple of years. You never really heard much of them. And the next thing you know, they'll kind of emerge on the roster. Here's where I want to go today with Warrior fans at 888-957-9570. All right, the Golden State Warriors have just won their fourth title in 8 years. All right, and so the window is clearly open. And we've talked about Joe Lacob, and we've talked about how Joe Lacob is willing to spend everything and anything under the sun for this team. And my feeling this year, JD, is we're going to find out that's not necessarily the case. And here's my premise. If Joe Lacob wants to run this thing back, if he really wants to run it back, give this team a chance at back-to-back titles, he can do it. It would be the easiest in terms of decisions that he could make in the offseason. Now, it's going to cost him a big-time pretty penny, but if we agree money's not a big deal to Joe Lacob, if he wants this same team to come back, it's easy to do. He re-signs Looney. He re-signs Porter Jr. He re-signs Payton II. He either does or doesn't extend Poole or Wiggins. And you come back, and you essentially have the same 11 guys as you just won a title with. If Joe Lacob, if money were no object, that's what he would do. But I don't think he's going to do that, not because money is the object, but because money is now becoming attached to all their moves.
Yeah, I think you have to define money being no object, because I think Joe Lacob is more than willing to look to keep all three of these players, but I do think there is a limit. As it's not just, well, what's it going to take to keep Looney? All right, done. What's it going to, if it's $10, $11 million a year, what's it going to take to keep Gary Payton II? Full mid-level, taxpayer mid-level for 3 years. Okay, done. What's it going to take Otto Porter Jr.? Well, he'd be a minimum player, I guess, at that point to begin with. So I think there's limits, but don't mistake limits for a desire to give raises to these players currently and look to still retain their services, because I think those are two different conversations.
Well, for example, if right now Joe Lacob found out, if he tells Looney, Porter Jr., and Payton, hey, go out and go get yourself a deal. And you know what? We'll give you a little more than every deal that you get out there. Like, they could do that.
Yeah, but again, what's the number? Like, I don't think you can do that without knowing what the number is.
Well, I agree with you, and that's why I'm saying money is an object for Joe Lacob at some point.
Sure.
So even though the best thing for this team might be to get them all back, they can't necessarily do that and be financially responsible.
Well, if they don't get them all back, though, you're also going to look to replace them. Because
sure.
I think the one thing Bob Myers made pretty clear last night after the draft was the fact that they still want to sign veterans, whether it's their own veterans or whether they lose a couple of the veterans that they'd like to keep. They're intent on replacing those players with other veterans. It's not necessarily, and this was something that I kind of wondered, and we spent a good chunk of the show yesterday talking about this. What if you can't keep Kevon Looney and Gary Payton II and Otto Porter Jr.? Is it as simple as, well, Wiseman plugs in and Moody plugs in and Kuminga plugs in, and you go from there and you feel confident that you can contend and win a championship? Well, I thought Bob Myers addressed that in his comments last night and essentially admitted, hey, a couple of those guys are going to be in the rotation, Moody and Kuminga. We'll see about Wiseman, but they are still going to look to add, even if they wind up losing some of the players that they'd like to keep.
I mean, maybe we're kind of looking past each other. But you said, well, what if you can't re-sign Looney?
Sure.
And that's kind of my point. Maybe we're parsing words here.
But you're saying they choose not to?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but who cares if they're choosing not? Like,
well, but one of the reasons they will have chosen not to is because of a significant financial component. One of those reasons will be because of
but
that.
But I guess my point is, well, what's your end game to that?
Well, my end game to that is for everybody that thinks Joe Lacob's pockets are completely bottomless and that he or any owner would do everything under the sun. My point is there are limits. There are flat-out limits, and Joe Lacob has to play within those limits, too. Because if Joe Lacob didn't...
But he's setting his own limit.
You're right. Fair enough. But my point is, we act as though money means nothing to the Warriors, and that is completely inaccurate.
I think the limit, though, is more based on the value of the player than it is necessarily... I mean, I'm not saying the luxury tax doesn't come into play at some point. I think it does. But I also think it could be as simple as just the value of the player. If you think Kevon Looney is a $8 million player a year,
let's say
you would pay Kevon Looney, if you're the Warriors, 3 years and $25 million,
okay,
but you wouldn't pay him 3 years and $32 million
or
$33
million. Really? Why not?
Because you don't think
And I'm just saying, that's only $8 million. That's
sure.
A pittance to Lacob. I get it. It'll inflate to like 30 or 40 million.
But their evaluations of players and the value is, I mean, those are their evaluations. I mean, they can explain why that would be their thought process on it. I mean, there's a lot of teams that say, hey, this player's worth $5 million. He's not worth $8 million. We're not going beyond $6 million.
Right. But
and
what
if it
I'm
gets
saying,
beyond $6 million, hey, great. We're happy for you. We're moving on a different direction. We'll go get another player.
But what I'm saying is, if somebody gives Looney $8 million and the Warriors only want to give him $6 million, why wouldn't the Warriors just say, fine, let's just give him $8 million?
I think they probably would give him $8 million. But the example that I used was, well, what if it's $11 million? You know, what if it's $10-$11 million
and they really want
to pay him $6 million?
But I guess you're slotted. Everybody's slotted to a certain degree.
Sure.
But by the same token, that $11 million contract to Looney doesn't really have any implications other than the luxury tax. They'll still be able to move him if they have to. Maybe it'll be a little tougher. 888-957-9570 is the number. The way I look at it, Looney, Porter Jr., and Payton II are the big decisions the Warriors have to make. It seems obvious Looney is the highest priority for the Golden State Warriors. And then it's Payton II and Porter Jr., or Porter Jr. and Payton II. If you're a Golden State Warrior fan, how do you handle this offseason? Also, you got Poole sitting out there. Now, you don't have to do anything with Jordan Poole because he's under contract next year, and even at the end of next year, he's going to be restricted, which means you can match any salary that he may get offered from another team. But you also got Andrew Wiggins. Do you do anything with Andrew Wiggins? And if so, how much? He's making $33 million next year. Do you extend him now for over $100 million to keep him in the Warriors' fold for the next 3 to 5 years? Or do you say, hey Andrew, what do you say? We sit tight, you play out next year at $33 million, and we'll pay you then. Well, at that point, you risk him leaving in free agency because he would be unrestricted. So what do you do if you're the GM of the Golden State Warriors? 888-957-9570. JD, kind of where would you start on this process? And we can get kind of, you know, obviously it's going to be a little bit of hypothetical, but I'm assuming you're going to Looney first.
I mean, look, I'm on record as saying I'd love to keep everybody. I'd want to keep Looney. I'd want to keep Payton. I'd want to keep even Otto Porter Jr. at this point. But yeah, I think Looney is the number one priority just based on the fact that you don't know what you're going to get. And it sounds like the Warriors still, even at this point, are not expecting a lot from James Wiseman. I mean, I even go back to the Bob Myers comments that I've referred to a couple of times here at the beginning of the show. And he almost put Kuminga and Moody, just the way he was talking, in different categories. Like, well, they'll be in the rotation and we'll see what we can get from James and carve it out kind of a role for him. So it seems like even he is behind the other two at this point, even though he's been in the league a year longer, but he's missed a year. So I think Looney, just based on the fact that he's a multi-championship player, right? He's in that Steph, Clay, Draymond, you know, maybe not that category, but he's close to that category. I mean, he is an impactful, important championship player. So I think he is the most important. And at a position of need. We talk about, oh, they don't have a big, they don't have, well, Kevon Looney is a big, and he is a quality big, and he's a big that they know that they can win with. So, yeah, I would look to keep him first and foremost. I'd look at Payton next. I would even look at, you know, to me, Porter's a minimum guy. if a team offers him twice the minimum, then that's okay. You know, we'll try and replace him, I think, at that point would be the way that I would go. So I think his situation is almost, hey, Otto, go get your $5 million if you think you can, and if not, we'll have 2.1 waiting for you.
It's interesting because you were talking before the show about how important you think Porter Jr. is.
I do.
So, I mean, you better know you can get somebody at the minimum as effective as Otto Porter Jr.
Well, the Warriors only have their taxpayer mid-level also based on the you know whatever raises they can give the normal guys.
So. Exactly. So, I'm just saying if – but they have Porter's bird rights.
I mean, for a minimum player, I mean,
I think they could give him a raise if they wanted.
I think,
but it's a substantial one.
I think it's a structured, very small raise, if at all.
What about Peyton Jr.? What do you think? Give me a number for him.
I think we got to see what the market bears. Is he a full mid-level? Is he a $5-6 million a year player? I mean, I think the Warriors are probably hoping he's not.
I don't know.
And that they can come and somewhere in between. Like, I think they probably view him as a, I don't know, $4 million player, $4 or $5 million player. I know we're talking semantics between the difference between maybe 3.5, 4, and 6. I mean, but that is significant. Are we talking about a $12 to $14 million player? Are we talking about a $25 million player over the course of 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, and that's the part where...
I know, that's the part where you kind of say, well, if Joe Lacob's got the money, then just... just make it rain,
right.
I don't think it is necessarily that simple. And I know, well, I guess you're saying, well, if it's not that simple, then
it isn't that.
I don't know what the end game is after that, but.
Well, I mean, the point is it
a knock on Lacob for
no, not at all,
or the fans for thinking that it's just you know endless pockets? Like I'm kind of not sure where you're going with it.
Well, I think. A lot of fans think that Joe Lacob and the Warriors are going to spend like this ad infinitum. And it's unsustainable. It's absolutely unsustainable. And we haven't really seen any moves where you look at a salary component and say, oh, that makes sense. You know, they lowered the payroll here and they think they might be in the same kind of spot with a different kind of player. And I'm just saying... You know, if fans believe that the pockets are without bottom, well, then it should be the most uneventful offseason that the Warriors have had.
So
you just re-sign these three guys.
Your thing is just, hey, pay Looney $12 million a year if somebody offers him that. Pay Peyton $6 million a year if somebody offers that. And pay Porter a raise if you can offer him the
Essentially,
raise.
Essentially, yeah. And maybe that is a lot for Looney. Maybe you only wanted to pay him 9, but you got to pay him 12. Like, okay, go ahead and do that. If you don't want to do it, that means that $3 million difference, probably along with other things, but that's a big part of it, is part of the reason you're not going to go through with a move like that, is all I'm saying. Trimark has been partnering with independent restaurateurs in Northern California for over 55 years. Trimark brings you innovative product solutions to help your hospitality business thrive. Visit TrimarkWest.com. 888-957-9570 is the number. Who are you keeping if you're the Golden State Warriors? And if you have to lose a guy or two, which is the guy or two that you're losing? We're heading into next year. You're defending champions. Do you go deeper into your pockets than you want to bring back this same team? Or do you start tweaking a little bit right now to perhaps be a little more, just a little more, financially responsible than they have been? There's $5.6 million up for grabs with the MLB Beat the Streak game. Check out the Beat the Streak daily podcast to find out which players have the best chance to get a hit today so you can get closer to becoming a millionaire. Download Beat the Streak daily on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the 28th pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Golden State Warriors select Patrick Baldwin Jr. from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Matt Steinmetz, John Dickinson in with you today. Here's what's going on. At a little after probably 1 p.m., we're going to head out to Chase Center, where the Warriors Vice President of Basketball Operations, Mike Dunleavy Jr., is going to be talking. And Warriors are going to introduce Patrick Baldwin Jr. from Milwaukee to the Bay Area media. So we're going to take that live. We're going to take that live probably, I don't know, maybe around, they want to start around 1, but it'd probably be a little bit after that. We'll go live to that, and then we'll get Patrick Baldwin Jr. on individually when he gets done with some responsibilities at Chase Center. So, JD, you were just talking about it. It's still busy, busy, busy. And you know what? Free agency's just around the corner for the Warriors.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy when you think of an NBA final series and the back and forth of that series from it starting here and then Boston for a week and then you're back here for 3 days and then you're in Boston for 3 days. They win it and everybody's coming back and you've got the parade on Monday and the celebration and then it's like an end-of-season availability with Steve Kerr and Bob Myers, and then there's a day, and then there's the pre-draft availability. Then the draft was last night, and now it's introductory press conference for the draft picks, and like you said, yeah, the new league year set to begin, what, a week from yesterday, I guess, in the afternoon, and then, yeah, free agency to follow, and summer league, and I think the Warriors going to be a lot of eyes on them as far as the summer league goes with Kuminga and Moody and potentially Wiseman and now Baldwin and everybody else, so... yeah, a lot going on here, and all of a sudden it's June 24th.
I know it. I know it. Let's go to David. David's in Napa, wants to talk about the Warriors. Hey, David, how you doing,
hey,
man?
Fellas. I'm good, man. Isn't this a great time of year where we get to spend other people's money? Awesome.
<It's> not I mean, bad.
What a great deal to be a fan. I know. And this is all we get to do until August, right, with the NFL?
Yeah.
A couple of quick points, and then I would love to speak a little bit back and forth about the specifics, but history teaches us. Like a guy like Bill Walsh always felt like cut a guy, let him go a year before rather than a year late, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saw it again with the Giants. I mean, they're paying people for past performance like Aubrey Huff and Aurelia. Great guys, but, you know, living with that. And look what it did. They weren't in contention for 12 years. So we've already done that to a degree with Draymond. I mean, if you don't think that Draymond 3 years from now is nothing that he was like today or, you know, 5 days ago, that's a joke. But Well, anyway, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that in a second. But
sure.
As far as specifically to this team, I would so much rather – it's not just about the money, but it's like you got to get Kuminga on the floor, and he's got to take Otto Porter's spot. I know they're not the same player. I know
right.
that. Otto Porter is a minus defender, a great guy in the locker room. I'm giving Kuminga all those minutes. And the other part is, like the three guys we're talking about, none of those guys are signing for less than a three-year deal. Do you want to be on the hook for Kevon Looney? I know he's Iron Man this year, but he's replaceable. The one guy I think we got to hold on to, mostly because of his number, is Gary Payton, just because he can do things defensively that nobody can do, and we know Steve Kerr values defense above everything else. So wouldn't it be fun to be Bob Myers?
It's actually not a bad job. I'm sure he makes a little more than me. Thanks, David. Appreciate it. So some good stuff there. Here's the one thing that I think is interesting. About Looney is I get it. Looney isn't a dynamic player, but he's kind of the biggest guy on. Like here's why
he's a quality big on a team that nobody thinks has quality bigs.
And here's the practical way I talk about he and Wiseman. You're going to lose Kevon Looney. Well, first of all, how about this? Would you agree that even if the Warriors keep Looney and Wiseman? They're going to need another big.
Well, yeah, they have another one this year.
Even if it's Bjelica.
Yeah.
But they're going to need at least another Bjelica and maybe a guy who plays more on the interior. Okay, so what you're telling me is you're the NBA champions, defending NBA champions. You have a center with championship pedigree who played in 104 games last year. In any role you asked him, you're not going to re-sign him. And the only big... virtually that you have on the roster is a 20-year-old James Wiseman who's been hurt for a year and a half. Like, that to me sounds super risky. Now, I know if that happens, then you go out and you try to replace Kevon Looney. But if you're not willing to pay Looney a number that might be a little high, why are you going to pay somebody who, you know, as much as Looney doesn't have his pedigree, unless you think he's a better player?
Well,
but that's going
to
be hard.
But you're going to have to, no matter what. Like, you're going to have, if you can't keep Looney, you're still going to have to replace him with somebody, and that player may not be as good.
No doubt. Yeah, right.
I mean, but you're still going to have to do it.
Of course.
And it'll be somebody that's not Bielitsa either. It'll be somebody a lot more playable than even him.
But I would believe that if the Warriors lose Kevon Looney and then sign a big, take all the bigs they've signed over the years, whether it's McGee, whether it's Spates, whether it's Bielitsa, that player I don't think is going to be as good as Looney. I'd be shocked.
Probably not.
Well,
you're going to have to figure out other ways to get better.
Yeah, well, then you take a hit at that position. So then you get, you know, you lose Looney, you get worse. You know, now you got, I'm kind of with the caller on Peyton the second, too.
He's important.
I just think somebody's going to, I think there's one other, there's going to be another team out there that looks at Peyton Jr. and is going to say, let's go get him. He can defend. And that's what I think. What do you think?
I'm not sure. I mean, there aren't a lot of teams that have a lot to spend. Not that you would have to have a ton to spend on Gary Payton II, but I've always been of the belief that if you're another contending team with some money, it pays to try and take players away from the Warriors,
right,
in addition to trying to help your own cause. But teams really haven't done that with any great level of success over the years. Like, if I'm a contender, if I'm the Phoenix Suns, you know,
right,
and I don't know their cap situation, but I'm trying to get Kevon Looney, like, or Gary Payton II. Like, I'm trying to, hey, we're going to take away from them, and we're going to add to us, and make them have to try and, you know, deal with some change,
right,
and maybe some uncomfortable change. But teams haven't been able to do it. And I go back to the Rockets, you know, when they made their offer to Kevon Looney, and it wasn't a crazy enough offer to where the Warriors couldn't get close enough to it or best, well, it by a little bit, and then he stays. So it's like, to me, the impetus is on those teams to overpay a little bit, to,
well,
make the Warriors uncomfortable, push the envelope. But those teams have value scales as well on players that they're unwilling to go, and I think the Warriors have been able to, they've been able to kind of hit the mark of maybe what another team's willing to pay, and little more than maybe they want to pay, but still not a value where you look and you gulp either. Like, what would be a gulp number for, like, Kevon Looney? $10, $11, $12 million a year?
Yeah, I would say 15.
Well, who's gonna make the
gulp.
Warriors gulp?
But here's the thing.
We all agree
the fact that Looney wasn't maybe paid more or more sought after 3 years ago. So he makes $5 million a year, essentially 3 years, $5 million. That was 3 years ago. Like,
yeah,
he's become a champion, like more of a championship staple. He's become quietly an Iron Man, which is big in this day and age.
So is he worth double?
Maybe, JD. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, to me, it'll be interesting to see a guy who 3 years ago I was saying, man, if I were another team, I'd be sniffing around Looney, and then saying, huh, he only got 3 for 15. Maybe he'll only get 3 for 20. I don't know, but what I'm getting at is he certainly earned a lot. I mean, he's, I don't want to say he's better than a $5 million player, but if you paid him 5 3 years ago, he deserves a damn big raise now, because he's been a hell of a player for you for 3 years. A hell of a player. I think. So
I think the Warriors know he's getting a raise. It's
right.
Just a matter of what level raise are we talking about.
Well, here's the other thing about Looney, and I remember we talked to him about this late in the season. You know, I know everybody, oh, the Warriors, nobody wants to leave the Warriors, hometown discount, this, that, and the other thing. And I'm not saying Looney can be a great player, but Looney's now got, he's in his prime. He's in his prime, JD. He's 26 years old. He's got 3 championships. At the very least, he's looked at as a solid player, pro in the locker room, not a distraction, all those kind of things. I mean, maybe he wants a different role. Maybe he wants a different environment.
Possible. And at that point, well, there's nothing you can do.
I hear you.
But the Warriors have been pretty good at being able to avoid that over the years.
Yeah. Let's go to Mel. Mel's in Palo Alto. Hey, Mel, what's going on, man?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hey.
I have a quick question. I am a newbie with contracts and everything like that. Is there a way the Big Three can, you know, renegotiate their contract and somehow get back-end deals like partial ownership of the team or, you know, become a CEO of one of Joe Lacob's ventures, so on and so forth? I'm not sure how that works with the legal, but is that even an option with any of the Big Three so that they can release some of the salary cap?
Well, you can't. The ownership thing's out of the question, at least while they're playing. You could probably do a not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nod, nod, wink, wink afterwards. But I think what you're really getting at is, and I'll give you the answer before I even those big three make so much money that even if they were to take less, all of them, they'd still be over. So far over the salary cap that it wouldn't even give them any flexibility,
right?
Or any more flexibility than they do now. So, like,
and you can't take less either once you already have the contract signed. Like,
right.
You could take less in the future,
right?
But
exactly.
Whatever you're on the books for, you're on the books for.
Exactly. Austin in San Jose. What's going on, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas. Two of my favorite guys. How you guys doing this afternoon? Listen, great conversation, by the way. And, you know, Looney, for me, man, is special. I think it's for a lot of fans. Based on his performance, based on where he got, how he got to be where he is, the Iron Man concept. I think that really, if I'm Looney, and I really hope that he does test tomorrow and gets the highest level. I think the Warriors are going to want to see what that is. Because I think, to your point, Steiny, 3 years ago, that's a long time. And a lot of things have changed with Looney in particular. So I think you can't even really look at 3 years ago. Test the market, see what the other teams are willing to pay. And that's going to establish his value. And I think you have to do that, one, as a player, and two, the organization kind of wants to see that. So let's let it happen. I think the Warriors will see and they will try to get close. My thing, I think 12 to 15 per year. Over four, if I were his agent, I'd be looking for a minimum.
Oh, looking for, got you.
Oh, if someone comes over 15, 16, then I think that's going to be that'll be a tiny, like, pause, like, So I don't know. I don't know, man. But the other thing is I'd be a little bit open-minded about GP2. I think if you lose GP2, you know, with all the scouts we got, you got to be willing to go out and get somebody else. So I don't think we should worry as much about GP2. I think Looney's got to give you a priority. And last thing, guys, I know you didn't talk about this, but if it comes down to Wiggins or Poole, for me, I'm re-signing Wiggins, and I'm letting Poole walk. But I'm going to get something for him if I lose him. That's what I got, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Austin. Appreciate it. You know, the idea of – I mean, here's the other part about Looney. You know, we talk about all the things he is. there is a very real scenario that if you're the GM of another team, you look at Kevon Looney and be like, we get him in here, he won't do anything.
No?
Like, what does he do there? He sets screens, he dunks. You know, he's smart, but he doesn't take any chances. It's like...
Doesn't help us the way it helps them.
Exactly. And see, I don't know where I'm at with Looney. Like, I think he could probably be a little better, but I don't know if he could be a lot better. And so... I'm worried if I'm another team on Looney. Just throw a team at me. It doesn't even matter. San Antonio. San Antonio comes and says, we want Kevon Looney for 3 years, $33 million. I mean, he better then be an $11 million player for the Spurs. It doesn't matter for the Warriors at that point. But I'm not sure he...
I don't think he would be.
Yeah.
I mean, just thinking about it out loud... 3 years and 33 for the Warriors doing the things he does in the context of winning. Okay, you might have to choke it down a little bit, but you can deal with it. You look at him on another team where they aren't a good team and they're trying to get better, and you're thinking, well, how does he really help them? And you pay him that kind of money, it's going to look like not a great signing,
right?
On the surface.
Exactly. But as they say, all it takes is one. Do you think? Do you think it's ever going to – do you think it's fair to even look at it, whether it's now or a year from now, as Wiggins or Poole?
I mean, it may, because that's only knowing the internal financial conversations that are being had.
But let's just be as logical as possible. Forget extend – I'm talking about next year. You know, if you want both those guys, Wiggins is going to be 27, 28. Poole's going to be 23, 24. Now, that's one where, okay, guess what? The cost of doing business is over 100 for Poole.
Sure.
And over 150 for Wiggins, let's say, or 125 to 150 for Wiggins. So you can do that. That's going to be a steep price.
It would be.
That's the one I wonder if it's fair to characterize it as... It might be one or the other.
That's why I think what you do is you pay Poole now.
Okay.
And you wait on Wiggins. And the reason you pay Poole now, because at that point you know later you can trade Poole. Like you pay Poole now, he's happy. He plays out this season happy because he got his bag. He's not chasing his bag. He's still only a $3-4 million player for you this coming year.
Right.
You know that money's tied to the back end. But you also then have another year to wait and see how do things shake out with Wiggins. Does somebody else on the roster step up to a point where you think maybe that player could take Wiggins' spot a year and a half from now? You also give Wiggins another year to, does he get better? Does he get worse? What's the market going to be for Wiggins? Because I think that's where you almost, if you're the Warriors, have to use the perception of Wiggins around the league to your benefit. Because a lot of other teams... would think, well, what's Wiggins going to do for me?
Right. We've already seen what he's done for Minnesota.
Exactly. So maybe there are a lot of teams that are like, we're not right. giving Wiggins a raise for the next 4 years, even if maybe he's earned it. We'll let the Warriors pay that freight. And then maybe the Warriors wind up with, and Wiggins doesn't have the offers that necessarily he thinks he's getting, and then you can lock him into something that's maybe a little bit more similar to the deal he has now, or maybe even... the kind of deal that starts where he is now and goes down even a little bit over a 4 year span.
Which guy's easier to replace?
I think Poole's easier to replace.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's hard to argue with that, but
I think Poole's easier to replace.
Man, Poole did a lot of good stuff for the Warriors.
He did.
Like the problem is,
and you need them both this next year, which is why again to me you're paying Wiggins. Yesterday, Poole. I think yesterday I called it hush money. And Goo like that. Like you're paying Poole the money to offset the fact that he may not be happy with his role, and that he may want a little bit more.
You know what? That's one of those things, JD.
But you also don't have him chasing it because he already got it.
That's one of those things, JD, that nobody really knows that about Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
Whether he's looking around the league because. Look, guys grow up in a hurry in this league, especially when they're growing up next to Andre Iguodala.
But here's the other thing. Just because he could get paid this year, be a bench player for the Warriors next year, and then push comes to shove, and the Warriors say, hey, you know what? Do we really want to pay him $35 million a year, you know, $30 million a year, whatever it's going to be? Or are we going to do him a solid and financially do ourselves a solid by moving him to a situation to where he can be a starter? Like, just because he signs the deal doesn't mean that he's locked in. It doesn't mean he's going to be with the Warriors for the next 5 years.
Absolutely.
It might be 2 years.
We learned that about D'Angelo Russell.
And maybe they have a little knock, you know, a little wink, wink that, hey, Jordan, we're paying you. You give us 2 years and we'll reevaluate this thing. And if you're truly a starter and we don't have a starting spot for you, we'll deal you. Or we'll keep that conversation open.
Even as that scenario, you got,
because the Warriors may need to use him to get something,
of course,
something else at that point, and they would be able to because he'd have a big salary. You'd be able to take other players back with some big salaries.
So they would pay Jordan Poole $24 million to be a sixth man essentially that first year.
Yeah.
Oh no, he would be a starter that year. That's true.
Well, maybe not.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is,
I mean, he may be a bench player 2 years from now still, or 18 months from now still.
Right, right. No, what I meant is I forgot that the extension doesn't kick in until after the $4 million next year.
Yeah,
next
October year. Of 23.
Let's go to Butter. Butter's in Fremont, wants to talk a little free agency. What's going on, man?
Hi, Simon, missing Guru today, but I want to talk about Kevon Looney.
Okay.
How much he means to the Warriors. You know, I can't really see him going anywhere. It's taken him, you know, 5-6 years to develop with this team to become where he's at now. And I just can't see him on another team or performing well with another team. That's Kevin. And then we go on to Jordan Poole. He obviously, you know, deserves money. He can stay with the Warriors and possibly win another chip. But, you know, he's going to go and earn generational money, you know. And so that's no matter where you go, that, you know, that's a big thing for him. I'm really proud of him and, you know, how he's developed. But this whole team is just, I can't see any of these guys playing with other guys with and having the same mojo. So
I don't
see anybody go.
That's interesting. Thanks, Butter. I mean, that's, I don't know if that's one of the problems, but it's somebody's problem. I don't know who it is. It's not the Warriors' problem. Is that you got to evaluate these guys outside the Warriors system. It's not easy. Not easy at all.
No, it's not.
The one guy I could see, I don't know why, I see Gary Payton Jr. in Portland for some reason. I just do.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Well,
Gary Payton II.
Gary Payton II. What'd I say, Jr.?
Yeah.
Got him out of Portland.
Different guy.
Stuff. Yeah, I know. I see, well, like Payton's another one. I mean, we throw around $6-8 million. I could see another team saying, really? He wasn't even in the league last year.
Yeah. And I think
he's
that's
already
what the,
28.
But that's what the Warriors are banking on.
Exactly.
Is enough teams that either aren't one defensive stopper away from being a level better. Because I think that knocks a lot of teams out right away. You know, not to say that a bad team wouldn't pay him a lot of money, because we have seen that before. But to me, if you're a bad team that's probably not going to be good, like, why would you be paying Gary Payton II?
Well, I don't think you should either, but
like,
you,
to
pay,
me,
him, you, like, pay him because you think he's got even another level in him.
Like, to me, the teams, and again, without knowing the cap situations,
right?
Like, if I'm making a list of teams, like, what teams should want Gary Payton II? Phoenix, Memphis,
I need
Dallas.
The Warriors contenders.
Phoenix, Memphis, Dallas.
Sure.
Boston.
I mean, to me, the Clippers are... I mean, there are very few teams that would look at him and say, yeah, no thanks. I mean, everybody
Clippers,
would like
sure.
him on their own terms.
Right.
Depending on what those terms are going to develop, depend on what he gets paid.
You know, Milwaukee. Like all any of these teams that are
right.
among the, let's say, next eight after the Warriors at the top of the mountain, to me, would want him.
All right. I want to talk about Kuminga, Wiseman, and Moody, and whether we're still kind of overestimating the kind of role they're going to have next year, because that's the other thing that, you know, we're all trying to figure out, the role of the young players, dare I say it, as the dynasty continues. It's all sponsored by the Department of Healthcare Services. Don't forget, around 1:15, we're going to be carrying the Warriors' introductory press conference, introducing their new draft picks, Patrick Baldwin Jr. among them, and then he's going to join 95.7 The Game for a one-on-one interview. Mike Dunleavy, also the Golden State Warriors VP of Basketball Ops, is going to talk. We're going to take that live on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.